Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's 7:22. It's Total Information AM Sunday for this December 14th, which is the start of Hanukkah. And unfortunately, this morning, we have news of a shooting in Australia at a Hanukkah event where there are at least 12 people dead. It's very difficult to contain myself this morning about this because I'm just sick and tired of the anti-Semitism. Also, a shooting at Brown University, where two people are dead. We don't know if that was the motive. But we're joined by Hancock and Kelly this morning to discuss this issue. Michael, let me start with you. What is the deal with the anti-Semitism movement in the last couple, maybe 5 years?
I have no clue. It's really quite shocking. I mean, I grew up watching movies and understanding, the Nazis and anti-Semitism, and thought that we as a society and a world were past this ridiculous hatred. But here we find ourselves in modern times dealing with something that I thought was only in movies. And it's really kind of sad, or it's beyond sad and sickening. And let's not forget the gun, too, that's a part of this, and the prevalence of gun in our society here in the United States and apparently even in Australia.
Well, since you brought that topic up, I want to ask John about this issue. Australia has extremely strict gun laws. So, I guess maybe Michael, you should respond first because they have really tight gun laws and this still happened.
Yeah. Look, crazy people are going to do crazy things, unfortunately. We witnessed that time and time again in this country. But the access to guns makes those crazy things even worse and more tragic. And, while this has happened in Australia, they don't have mass shootings on a weekly basis like we do. So I have to tell you, in the midst of everything we're dealing with, I can't help but forget that, or remember that the gun is a part of all this.
All right, John, I'll let you go now.
Well, the issue of anti-Semitism is shocking and alarming. And, I think part of the problem is the unfettered social media tropes that are out there. And anti-Semitism, you see it on the extreme left. We saw it during the Israel-Gaza situation. You also see it on the extreme right. There's a burgeoning number of these alt-right figures, people like Nick Fuentes, who have really caught on through social media, who spew hate for Jewish people, and folks gravitate to that. And I don't understand why. I can't tell you, give you a reason why, but it's a reality that we now are facing as a society, and it's on the extreme left and the extreme right. These anti-Semitic ideas have taken hold. And they've taken hold with young people, which is alarming. And, this shooting in Australia is an outgrowth, I would suspect, of that way of thinking.
Well, it's interesting that these demonstrations that we've had, the, quote, pro-Palestinian. Well, no, wait a minute. Hamas is a terrorist organization. So I don't... Is it that these people are ignorant? And I'm talking about university professors and people in St. Louis who are leaders, like in Congress. She was in Congress. The mayor previously, people on the board of aldermen. What the hell are they trying to tell me that their pro-Palestinian movement, Hamas, is a terrorist organization?
They are. And, you know, it's inexplicable to me, Scott, but it's real. And that sentiment is out there. And I fear that it's growing. And when there is hatred involved and when people hate other people, violence is not too far around the corner. And I think that's what we're experiencing today.
Michael, any further thoughts on this?
No, I'm just sad and sickened by the society that we live in, that almost on any given day we can wake up to these shootings and this rampant hatred. And what's really unfortunate, Scott, is by Tuesday of this week, we will have moved on. I can remember when we had the first Columbine shooting, it consumed the media for months. And now these things seem to happen and fade within 24 hours.
Well, we do have the state legislature getting going here in a couple of weeks. Anything you're looking for in the coming session, Michael?
Well, it's an election year, so I look for a lot of performative politics. And further, I will look for, you know, in Missouri, a legislature that's controlled by the Republicans, a will to overturn the will of the people, whether it be reorganizing the congressional maps in the state of Missouri, which the people have already spoken on. Now they're gathering signatures. The Republicans are trying to keep it from going to the ballot, as well as a repeal of abortion after the people of the state of Missouri overwhelmingly decided to make abortion legal in the state of Missouri. We're getting ready to watch the legislature try to overturn the will of the people, and it's just aggravating.
One other topic I forgot to ask about was the Epstein photos that have been coming out. John, what do you think this is all about? Because it's not like these are photos of prominent leaders with children or something. They're photos of prominent leaders with Jeffrey Epstein and not necessarily knowing what he was up to behind the scenes. So I don't understand what the point is of releasing these photos.
Well, I think that what you've got here is a drip, drip, drip. Remember, all the stuff that's being released now is stuff that's coming from the Epstein estate. Not documents coming from the FBI. Those are due this week. I think the guy was generally known to be scum by people. And so the association, it does not look good, but you're right. There's nothing that's proven that the folks in the photos were engaged in pedophilia. But those files that need to come out and folks need to get to the bottom of what happened. What Jeffrey Epstein did was run the largest child sex operation, perhaps in human history. And that's a big deal.
Well said. As always, you guys, thanks.
Take care, Scott.
Hancock and Kelly, at this time every Sunday morning, it's 7:29. You're listening to Total Information AM Sunday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.